Joining us now is Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. The theme this week is housing. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Yesterday, we were talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the sort of credit crunch of their regulations and how that affects the mortgage market. We're likely to get numbers later this morning on housing sales, which are another indication of demand for housing. What's going on here, and are we seeing some stabilization?
So it looks like for the sixth consecutive month, housing prices are going to go up again for pending house sales. Those are the ones that are under contract. They haven't happened yet. And this is the latest of several housing surveys that we're seeing. You know, we saw one about metropolitan cities last week where 18 out of 20 cities saw their housing prices going up. Now, of course, this is just month over month, so we're still down a lot from a year ago.
And is this generalizable to the broad market for home buyers out there, or is this a very narrow slice of very creditworthy customers, and it might not affect general consumers?
A lot of these surveys are very broad, and so people are seeing this as a real turning point. And I think what you could compare it to is, you know, the housing index is kind of like a bravery index, and people are getting brave again. People are going in. Buyers were afraid to buy because they were afraid they would buy, and then the house they just bought would go down more. And since you see it stabilizing, people are jumping in.
And basically, we're finding that financing is available and that housing prices aren't continuing to slide so that you don't notice a loss the moment after
you buy it. Right. And the mortgage rates are also pretty low still. So, you know, even though prices are going up, we're back at 2003 levels. So, you know, housing is comparatively cheap. Of course, it's relative. You know, in 06, it was kind of foolishly expensive.
Which, sector of the country should we look to when these numbers come out later this morning as a real bellwether for what's going on generally in the country?
Well, so far the Midwest numbers have been good in this particular survey that's coming out today. But as always, we want to look where the problem was the worst. And the worst problem was in the Sun Belt and areas like Las Vegas. And Las Vegas actually really has not turned yet. So if we see any improvement in Las Vegas and Phoenix and Florida and California and the places where the bubble was the steepest, then you might think that this is a good sign.
So Louise Story's takeaway is so goes Las Vegas, so goes the rest of the housing economy. Watch for those numbers later on this morning. Louise, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.